We have been very successful, like I said in the presidential report. We've got any money to keep us going, funding this organization, and making us more solvent to accomplish our mission. Our mission is to provide a better life for blind people by whatever that takes. But no, we never get there without money today. And the largely responsible for it this year has been Mindy. Mindy and her efforts has raised, like I said, $13,050 in cash. The rest is there are donations that have come. And they're still coming. And you folks will do some of that. So I didn't count the donations of merchandise to be auctioned. We'll get a better figure on that later. But we do promise the people who donate some time to speak at different levels. If you give us $10, you don't get to say a word. You give us $5,000, you get a chance to say something. Mindy has made deals with people that they get a few minutes to say hi to us and talk about their product. So because they have done so, we now pause for a word from our sponsor.
Only.
No money down.
No payments till spring.
No payments in spring.
No payments in summer.
No payments ever.
When?
This week.
This week only.
We pay the GST.
We pay the PST.
We pay for delivery.
We pay for everything.
We got the most.
The best.
The worst.
We've got it all.
We got everything.
Except one thing.
What's that?
We've got no store.
No products.
So come on down.
This week.
This week only.
No parking problems.
No parking payments.
No parking lot.
You don't have to park.
You don't even have to come.
So don't come down.
Stay away.
Stay at home.
This week.
Every week.
Every year.
No money down.
No payment ever.
That's nothing for nothing!
You're kidding, he left?
No, he started to come up until Mike started playing that.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Al, Phil, please do come up. Our title sponsor. We want to tell you something about this organization, and I'd like Phil to tell you, but let me just say that I've been a study subject, as I mentioned to the board yesterday. I've been a study subject for 2 years, and the difference, that what Phil's going to tell you about, the difference that that has made in my life has been marked. It's unbelievable. I've had more awake days in the last 2 years since I've been in the study than I had for probably the 15 years prior to it. So, Phil, if you're here, if you could come up and speak to us about our title sponsor, $5,000 sponsor this year, Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you very much, Mindy. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Herman from Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and it's really a pleasure to be here today. And for those that aren't familiar with Vanda, we are a biopharmaceutical company working towards developing new treatments for central nervous system disorders. And on behalf of Vanda, I'd like to thank the leadership team of NFP New York for allowing me to be here today to really partake in your meeting, but also talk to you a little bit about Non-24. So I know many of you I've had a chance to talk to over the course of yesterday and this morning, and many of you are already familiar with Non-24. And as you know, Non-24 is a serious chronic circadian rhythm disorder. And for most people, we have an internal body clock that's longer than 24 hours. And light serves as kind of the primary cue that really resets our internal body clock to the 24-hour day. Now, in the totally blind population, about 70% of people aren't able to reset their internal body clock to a 24-hour day. And as a result, people with Non-24 may find it difficult sleeping through the night, falling asleep when they want to, taking frequent naps during the day, and also have trouble concentrating. So if this sounds like you and you're interested in more information, there's a website you can visit. It's www.non-24.com. So with that being said, I wanted to thank you again for allowing me to really participate in your meeting and talk to you a little bit about Non-24. So thank you.
Okay, is ELLC here? All right. This organization is doing some very interesting things with graphics, and they are going to speak, and we're going to have, is it Josh?
No, it's
Mike. Mike, I thought I recognized you, but I expected Josh, so, okay. And I sat at their table and learned what a cube feels like when you see it in two dimensions. And it was the wildest thing, and I keep looking at it and trying to continue to picture it in my head. But they really sat down and worked with me on it. It's something that blind people really do need to know. So I'd like to introduce for 2 or 3 minutes Mike Rosen from Easy LLC, one of our NFB projects.
Thanks. Also in the room with me are Josh Coffey and Mike Coleman. We three are this company called EASY, which stands for Engineering to Assist and Support You. We live in Burlington, Vermont. In us three, you find the entire administration, engineering staff, locksmiths, window washers, and cooks for our little company, which is now 2 years old. We exist at all thanks to NFB. Back in 2007 or so, I had a brief conversation with Al Maneki at headquarters, and he, in turn, 3 days later, had a barbecue lunch with Mark Maurer, of the president of the National, and said, oh, there's this group up in at the University of Vermont that needs a project for their senior engineering design class. This guy Rosen teaches it along with this guy Coleman. They need sponsorship. And a day later, we had a $20,000 sponsorship from the National. This is the quickest grant I've ever received. NIH typically runs 9 to 12 months. A year later, they liked what we had accomplished enough as we began to develop an eraser. So for the first time, people using tactile drawing materials could change what they had done rather than making a mistake and going to the next 27-cent sheet. They liked it enough that for the second year in a row, they gave us another $20,000. And the team kept working, and they began to work on a tablet that would not only allow you to make tactile drawings, but to make them digital. So once you've made your drawing and know what you've drawn because it's tactile, it can then be sent over the internet, used in class, sent to your teacher, used as part of your job. They liked what we'd accomplished enough that they gave us a third year of funding, which we used to begin to develop our printer, which is coming out in about a year. Now that we're a company which prints tactile graphics on the same plastic material that you use when you draw them by hand. So suddenly, for the first time, tactile graphics is interactive, not just materials that you receive and touch and say, oh, that's nice. So the question is, what do we do after that show of 3 years of success in academia? Well, we go to NFB, of course, and say, you know, we think it's time to form a company so we can do this interactive tactile graphics stuff and bring these technologies to people. And in about 5 minutes, Mark Maurer and Mark Riccobono said, what would it take to get your company started? And we think we can make it on about $100,000 for the first 6 months. And so they bought 20% of our company for $100,000, and suddenly we had cash. And then now that we're 2 years old, about 3 months ago, we went back to the well and said, we want to make these sketch pads of ours. They digitize as you draw. The time has come. We need to have a mold made to manufacture these in Vermont in large quantities. And they said, what would that cost? And we said about $25,000. And they said, all right, we'll buy it. So we exist as a company, and the fruits of our labors will come to you and your children and your uncles and aunts and grandchildren because of the vision and insight, no pun intended, of NFB. And the question is, how can we say thank you? Not to mention, how can we survive as a company? And I was stunned to realize that NFB is going to be 75 years old. So I've decided that we have, these guys don't know it yet, Mike and Josh, we have new sales goals. And these sales goals will be our way to help celebrate the 75th anniversary. By the time the anniversary rolls around, we want 75 blind engineering professors to be able to stand up in front of class, do their geometry, show the trusses and bridges and circuits in front of class, and have it show up on the screen for the sighted students as they draw. The products to do this exist now. The second prize, the second thank you to the organization we want to give, is we want 750 geometry students in high school to be able to do their geometry homework by drawing it, not just answering verbal questions, using sketch pads and sending their results to the teacher electronically via the internet. And finally, I promise it's the end, we want 7,500 grandchildren on a rainy afternoon to sit there and make drawings at the kitchen table and send them to Grandma to go on the refrigerator. That will be our way of saying thank you. And thank you for having me here.
And thank you so much for coming. It's our pleasure. It really is. And another innovative technology that was at our exhibit yesterday and who has been a big and wonderful sponsor for us. We just met him. I hope you're here. John, are you here? John Olson? Oh. John Olson isn't here. Okay. Are there any other sponsors in the room? What?
Lester?
No, Lester isn't here. Lester, you're not here, right? Yeah. No, I didn't expect him. Any other sponsors? Okay, then I'm done a few seconds early, and thank you very much, Mr. President.